Hey, it's Highway Radio. Thanks for listening. Gonzo's me, and you're in for a treat because Josh Bell is here, and I think we all know what Josh hates.
Josh Bell hates everything.
That's right, including your movie.
Josh Bell hates everything.
Except me.
Whoever he is. Josh, how are you, man?
I'm great. I'm happy to hear that song again. I think it's been a little while.
It's been a bit. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, good to be here.
You still hating everything?
Not everything.
Everything?
It's a slight exaggeration. There are some things that I like.
All right, we got Josh into the sunlight and out of the movie theater, and apparently he's seen the new John Wick movie.
John Wick, excommunicado, is now in effect.
What do you need? Guns. Lots of guns.
Hey, there's the guns! All right, I'm going to be the jerk here and say that I think I just saw the movie.
Yeah, I mean, that's not quite true.
Okay, all right.
The cool thing about the John Wick movies is the action, is the stunts, is it's definitely a visual thing.
Okay.
So even if you saw the trailer or you think you know what the movie is about, you probably do know what the movie is about because it's pretty basic.
Right.
But the action and the way that they stage it is really what people are going to these movies for.
Mm-hmm.
This is the third one. You've got Keanu Reeves as John Wick, who's this sort of stoic assassin. And in the first movie, it had this very basic revenge story. These thugs, they killed his little dog, which reminded him of his dead wife. And so he had to go take revenge on them. And it was simple. It was clean. It had these great, cool stunts. It had a strong performance from Keanu Reeves. Very entertaining. And because it became a huge hit, of course, now we have to have lots more of
them. More of them. More. Yes.
You can't just have a hit and leave it at that.
Is this the third one?
This is the third one.
Does it hold up to three?
I really don't think so.
Okay.
I think there's still some cool stunt work, which is, again, the strength of this series. It's the same director, Chad Stahelski, who is a former stunt coordinator who's directed all three of these movies. And so he stages some really impressive action, but it gets a bit monotonous and repetitive after you've done it for three times. And plot-wise, this movie, because there was such a basic plot in the first movie, they have to add all this mythology and all of these extra explanations. And so this movie is like 70% action and 30% people telling you what the rules of stuff is.
Right.
And that is really tedious. So I feel like they've kind of maybe hit a wall with this series.
This might be it, you think?
No, it's not going to be.
Based
on having seen this movie, I can tell you that there is probably more to come.
There's more on the way. Okay, all
right. And I think for fans of the previous movies, they'll find some stuff to enjoy here, but
right.
I do think it's getting a little tired at
this
point.
So are you giving out stars? What are we dishing
out?
We can give out stars. How many stars then?
I would give this 2.5 stars out of five.
It's right down the middle,
and if you love John Wick, maybe bump it up to 3.
Okay, all right. Josh, good to see you, man.
Good to be here.
Josh Bell. HatesEverything.com still works, right?
It does indeed. Also, Signal Bleed on Twitter and Josh Bell Hates Everything on Facebook.
Good to see you, man.
Good to be here.
Thanks for listening. This is Highway Radio.